Hello, Aunt Sue.
Hi, Uncle Dan. Are you going to bring us another story about Saul and David today?
Indeed I am. This one is found in 1 Samuel chapter 22. I call the story...
David escapes.
Now David had fled from King Achish, the king of the Philistines, and sought refuge from Saul among the mountains of Judah. Cast down from his high position in the kingdom, there seemed to be no place for him to go. After traveling a distance of about 15 miles in this wild country, David found shelter in the cave of Adullam, one of the many caves in that area.
This is a big cave, large and airy. A small band of men hidden in here could protect themselves against an entire army if necessary. I think I'll be quite safe here for a while at least. I'll walk farther into the cave and try to find a dry, secluded place. This is an ideal spot. I can't be seen, yet I can see the mouth of the cave. Sandy floor, too. Rather comfortable. That was a narrow escape I had. It was my own fault, too. First I lied to the high priest Ahimelech, then I feigned madness before King Achish. The second lie. One lie leads to another. I've been under terrible pressure. Saul trying to kill me, driven from my home and loved ones. I've been hunted and persecuted until every man looks like a spy and a betrayer. Oh, can God forgive my sins? A lie told, a wrong done, a sin committed? Yes, yes, all these things can God forgive. But the consequences, they can't be undone.
Be merciful unto me, O God. Be merciful unto me. For my soul trusteth in thee. Yea, in the shadow of thy wings will I make my refuge.
O God in heaven, my heart cries out to thee, forgive me. Forgive me for my sins, for they are many. Renew a right spirit in me. Save me from mine enemies, O God. Help me to be patient, to show me the way that I am to go. For thou art my strength and my refuge.
For thy mercy is great unto the heavens, and thy truth unto the clouds. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory...
What was that? I heard something. Yes. Yes, there it is again. Someone's entering the cave. It's a man. No. No, two men. Three... four, five. They're looking around, searching. It's probably for me.
David! David! Uncle David! It's me, Joab! Uncle David! We know you're in here. We've come to join you. Oh, Uncle David, please answer me. We're your friends, your relatives. We're here to help you.
Remain where you are. I'll come forward unseen. Until I can see you and make sure you are Joab.
Oh, Joab!
Uncle David.
Hello, David.
How are you? How are you? And how is my father, Joab? Is he still alive?
Grandfather Jesse?
Yes.
Oh, I should say he's still alive very much.
Oh.
Grandmother, too. They're both here.
Here?
Outside the cave. They wanted to be sure you were here.
Outside? Where? Let me see them.
But come along, I'll show you.
Oh, father.
Son. Son, it's good to see you.
Mother. You... oh, mother.
David, you look tired, weary.
Are you taking care of yourself as you should?
Oh, I'm all right, Mother. I'll admit I look rather unkempt right now. But tell me, how are you and Father?
Oh, we're fine, except for worrying about you.
It seems that all Israel has now heard about Saul's effort to kill you. Many of the people are outraged at his actions. They know that you are in the right and are willing to help you.
That's how we were able to find out where you were hiding.
Eliab, I didn't realize you were here too.
We're all here, David. All your brethren.
Sons, there'll be time enough for talking later. Right now, we'd better unpack and get settled.
Settled? Go inside? What, Joab, why are you here and the others? And why did you bring my father and mother away out here in this mountainous, desolate country?
Well, Uncle David,
David, my son, we are here to join you. We're going to stay here with you.
But you can't do that, Father. This is a hard, rugged life. No life at all for elderly people.
Now, listen to me, son. Saul was chosen of God to be king. Since then, however, he has permitted the spirit of Satan to take over. No longer is he a good king. No longer does he seek to benefit the people, only himself.
Yes, yes, I know all that, Father, but this is no place
now,
for you
son,
and mother to...
Look here. Saul seeks your life. We are your father and mother and brothers and near of kin. The evil spirit that motivates King Saul to become so enraged at his failure to capture and kill you could very well direct his anger against us. We are much safer here with you, a fugitive in a lonely cave, than outside exposed to the insane madness of a jealous king.
May I say something?
Of course, Eliab. You're my oldest brother. I respect your opinion.
Well, I hardly know how to begin. But we all know that God has chosen you to be the next king of Israel to succeed Saul. That day that Samuel called you in from tending the sheep, well, I and your other brothers, too, we were all a little jealous of you. For a while, we mistrusted you. But, David, I am sorry. We all are. Now, we want to join you here. We want to become part of you and your life. We want to, form a, shall we say, bodyguard for you.
Your brother Eliab is right, David, my son. Others, as time go by, will join up with you. Many people have lost confidence in King Saul. He exacts a heavy tribute from them, money, lives, even morals. Your band will grow, David. You will have a kingdom of your own. Small at first, but it will grow until you are truly king of all Israel. Be the leader. Learn to discipline men as well as guide and direct them. Be their spiritual as well as their military leader. God will be with you and show you the way. And bless you.
Thank you, Father and Brother Eliab. I'm comforted by your coming to dwell with me.
Soon David's mother and father, brothers and near of kin, were inside the cave. Before many days, life had settled down to a routine of wilderness survival.
David?
Yes, Joab?
There are four men at the entrance of the cave to see you, sir.
Four men? Who are they? What do they want?
Well, they wish to join you, David.
Join me in what?
Become one of your group, sir.
Oh.
They claim they're persecuted by King Saul.
Yes, but how do they know where I am?
Well, they claim, sir, that it's general knowledge among the oppressed people that you're here. It seems that it's a sort of an underground knowledge passed from mouth to mouth.
Eliab, did you see them?
Yes.
So what do you think?
Well, I think they speak the truth, David.
Well, very well. Joab, find a place for them to sleep and watch them closely for signs of treachery.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Joab?
Six more men are outside, sir, wanting to join forces with us.
Well, give them the usual scrutiny.
Yes, sir.
So it was that David was joined by about 400 men who wished to escape the exactions of King Saul. Many had lost confidence in the ruler of Israel, for they could see that he was no longer guided by the Spirit of the Lord. Here David had a little kingdom of his own, and in it, order and discipline prevailed.
Men, you have joined forces with me because you're not in accord with the kingdom of Saul. Yet even here we may be pounced upon by his men of war. We must be prepared for any eventuality. We don't wish to fight a war with King Saul, yet we must be prepared. So starting immediately, we'll have an extensive training program. Eliab will take the ones of you who are...
Dinel, forward, march! Ready? Shoot! No, no, no. Draw your string back solidly and straight. Now try again. Ready? Shoot! No, 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 not like that. Hold the shield more in front of you and be quicker with that spear. Now again.
God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I thank thee for thy love and protection and for the many blessings of life. I thank thee that thou hast given me these 400 strong and valiant men. We stand ready, O God, to do thy bidding, whatever it may be. Order and direct us, and we shall obey. In the meantime, we stand as thy servants. Good morning, young man. They tell me you wish to see me personally.
Yes, sir.
Any special reason?
Yes, sir.
Well?
Sir, I am Gad. I am...
Gad? One of the true prophets of Israel?
Yes, David. I have come to join you and to be of service to you, if you so wish.
Welcome to our little band. God has indeed sent you at this my time of need. I and my men will be greatly benefited by the presence of a divinely inspired seer.
Jehovah God is with you, David, and if you will listen to his counsel and seek his guidance, he will give you a glorious victory.
In the cave of Adullam, David was far from feeling secure, for there was continual evidence that King Saul had not given up his murderous purpose.
Father, this is no place for you and mother to live.
We're not complaining, son.
I know you're not, and I appreciate your understanding spirit. But I must find a regular home for you and mother.
Where? It wouldn't be safe anywhere in Israel. Saul has no scruples whatsoever.
Perhaps the king of Moab would give you asylum. Your grandmother Ruth was a Moabitess, you know.
Yes, but the nations of Israel and Moab have never been on very friendly terms. Why, it wasn't very many years ago that King Saul made war against them.
Since we're now fugitives, persecuted by Saul, that may be another reason why the king of Moab would give you asylum.
Getting tired, Mother?
No, I guess not.
These wagons are hard riding. If you're at all tired, I'll ask David to stop for a while so you can rest.
No! You leave David alone. He knows what's best.
I have a feeling of frustration. I feel that maybe we'll never again see our native land.
Whatever makes you feel like that?
We're old, Mother. Perhaps we're leaving Israel never to return.
Oh, nonsense.
One never knows.
Whoa. How are you getting on, Mother?
Just fine, son.
And you, Father?
Oh, I'm enjoying it, son.
Now, the scouts report a secluded spot a mile or so ahead. We'll stop there for the night.
It's early yet. Don't stop, especially for us.
Well, we're traveled far enough for one day. Get up there.
A good boy, Mother. Someday he'll be a great man.
I've always known he'd be great.
Yeah.
Even as a small boy, he had the qualities of greatness, faithfulness, integrity, truthfulness. Oh, he loved to work.
That's right.
He was obedient. He's always been faithful in the little things.
Yeah.
And that, I think, is the most important quality of all.
Patience and consideration for others is an important quality, too.
Oh, yes, especially for a king. And David will be king. A great and long-remembered king.
Slowly the caravan moved across the land of Israel and into Moab. Finally, David stood before the king.
Long live the great king of Moab.
So, you are David. Welcome to my court. Oh,
thank you, your majesty.
Are all the things I've heard about you true, David?
Well, that depends on what you've heard, your majesty.
It's all good, I assure you. You did slay the Philistine giant with a sling, of all things, didn't you?
God help me overcome the giant Goliath, your majesty.
I can see you're quite modest, David.
Thank you, your majesty.
I also understand that King Saul seeks your life, notwithstanding all that you have done for him.
Now, the king of Moab is very wise. He's very well informed concerning the happenings of other nations.
I see to it that I know what's going on. That's the only way to keep prepared. I assume that you and your band of men wish asylum here in my country.
Your Majesty, I and my band of men are able to defend ourselves with the help of God. But we must move about often and stay in the wilderness. This type of life is very difficult for my aging parents. The request that I have come here to ask is that you let my father and mother stay with you till I know what God will do for me.
Well, that's a rather small request. Gladly, David. I'd like to be a party to besting King Saul. So you bring your parents in before me. They'll be as safe as my own parents.
Oh, thank you, your majesty. The great king of Moab is very kind.
Then the prophet Gad said to David,
"Do not remain in the stronghold. Depart and go into the land of Judah."
So David departed and went into the forest of Hereth. Now Saul had been preparing to ensnare and capture David in the cave of Adullam.
"Good morning, General Abner. Is the army ready to break camp?"
"Yes, your majesty. We've had a very pleasant day for our march, wouldn't you say?"
"Oh, yes, yes, I suppose so. Now, are you certain that David and his band of men are still hiding in the cave of Adullam?"
"Oh, yes. I've had a detail of spies keep close watch of his movements."
"And you're sure that our plans to seal off the cave and trap David and his men inside will work? Uh-huh. Well, now, do we have enough provisions for a siege, if necessary?"
"Definitely. He won't stand a chance."
"Do our soldiers know where we are going and for what purpose?"
"No, your majesty. I've kept them uninformed so that you personally could outline this campaign."
"All right, then. Gather the troops together and I will address them. Now, concerning our present mission... You all know that David, the son of Jesse, has been trying to take over my kingdom. Now, in the past, I have been good to him, too good, and he has rewarded me with deceit and treason. Even now, he has formed a band of men, a band of outlaws, and he is trying to stir up the nation against me. We must put a stop to this young upstart. Our spies have located his present hiding place. He and his men are even now just a few miles from here in the cave of Adullam. We must march very quickly in order to take them by surprise. When we arrive at the cave, we will at once completely surround the area so that no one will be able to escape. Now the wagons of provisions will follow a little behind the main part of the... Abner, what is the meaning of this intrusion by this soldier?"
"I don't know, your majesty, but I shall see to it that he's properly disciplined for his lack of respect. Why, he's one of our scouts I sent to spy on David."
Oh, forgive me, your majesty. I didn't notice you were here. Long live the king. Long live the king."
"Soldier, what's the meaning of bursting into camp like this?"
"I have a message of utmost concern, General."
"Speak."
"General, sir, David and his men are no longer hiding in the cave of Adullam."
"What? When did he leave? How did he get out?"
"He must have left sometime during the night."
"Didn't you watch him during the night?"
"No, well, yes, I mean, we watched them put out their campfires and retire just as they do every night."
"Oh, you fool."
"We waited until all was quiet, and then we also retired." "Yes." "Well, this morning we arose early and again took our positions to watch the cave. When we didn't see the usual signs of life, we approached nearer the cave and finally went in. There was no one there. It was completely deserted."
"Someone is going to pay for this. There must be an informer in the camp. One of you conspired with David against me.
Who would dare do such a thing, Your Majesty?
Hear now, you Benjamites. Will the son of Jesse give every one of you fields and vineyards? Will he make you all commanders of thousands and commanders of hundreds, that all of you have conspired against me? Then why is it that no one discloses to me when my son makes a league with the son of Jesse, and none of you is sorry for me or discloses to me that my son has stirred up my servant against me to lie in wait as at this day? Who is the guilty one? Which one of you has befriended David and gives away all court secrets? I will give rich rewards to the one of you who will tell me who the guilty one is. Just tell me his name. That's all you have to do. And not only shall you receive rich rewards, but you will be given a position of trust, responsibility, and great honor. Who is the traitor? I command you to tell me.
Your Majesty?
Yes, yes, who are you?
My name is Doeg, Your Majesty.
What do you want?
I know who keeps David informed, Your Majesty.
You do? You do? Come forward this instant and tell me.
Long live the king.
Who is the guilty person?
Your Majesty, it is the high priest at Nob.
The high priest? How would you know? Who are you, anyway? I don't recall ever seeing you before. What position do you hold in my court?
Your Majesty, I am chief of all the royal herdsmen. I happened to have been in Nob at the tabernacle, and I saw David. He was secretly conferring with Ahimelech, the high priest.
Huh?
The high priest inquired of the Lord for David, gave him bread and a sword. The sword taken away from the giant Goliath.
Yes, the high priest could know all that goes on here in my court, and my future plans.
He's the guilty one, Your Majesty.
The high priest, guilty of treason. Abner!
Yes, Your Majesty?
Send guards to Nob. Have them bring back the high priest and all his fellow priests immediately. You are Ahimelech?
I am, Your Majesty.
You're the high priest in charge of the tabernacle and its service?
Yes, Your Majesty.
Are you not supposed to be an example to the people? An example for good?
Yes, Your Majesty.
Then why? Why have you turned against me? Conspired with David, the son of Jesse?
I conspire against you, Your Majesty.
You gave David bread and a sword.
Well, he was hungry and needed a weapon.
Worst of all, you, in your capacity as high priest, have inquired of God for him, so that he has risen against me to lie in wait as at this day.
Well, Your Majesty, who among all your servants is so faithful as David?
Ah!
Who is the king's son-in-law and captain over your bodyguard?
I despise him.
I knew not that he was but an honored member of your household, and would this be the first time that I have inquired of God for him?
Right.
No. Surely my king knows that David and many other members of the king's house came off unto the tabernacle to inquire of God. Therefore, let not the king impute anything evil to me, his servant, for I have known nothing of this alleged conspiracy of David.
You shall surely die, Ahimelech. You and all your father's house. Guards, guards, turn and kill these priests, for their hand also is with David. That was an order. These priests knew that David had fled, and they did not disclose it to me. Kill them! Is there no one who will do as I say? I am king, and I...
For a moment,
Saul is struck dumb with amazement as he glares angrily about at his men, who will not, who dare not put their swords to the slaying of the innocent priests. Nevertheless, Saul is determined to carry out his satanic command. With piercing eyes, Saul looks into the faces of his men standing about him. Suddenly, he sees his man.
Doeg!
Yes, Your Majesty?
Come up here before me.
Yes, Your Majesty?
I command you, take the sword and slay every one of these priests.
Yes, Your Majesty.
And Doeg turned and fell upon the priests, and he killed on that day 85 persons who wore the linen ephod. And Nob, the city of the priests, he put to the sword, both men and women, children and sucklings, oxen, donkeys, and sheep. This is what Saul could do under the control of Satan. A few years before, when God had commanded Saul to kill the wicked, idol-worshipping Amalekites, he thought himself too compassionate to carry out the command. But now, without a command from God, under the guidance of Satan, he could slay the priests of the Lord and bring ruin upon the inhabitants of Nob. Such is the perversity of the heart that has refused the guidance of God. Now one of the sons of Ahimelech, named Abiathar, escaped and fled after David.
Did I understand you to say that you are a son of Ahimelech, the high priest?
That's right, sir. David, I have come to tell you that my father and all the priests of Nob have been massacred.
No.
Including their wives and children and all their possessions.
Who is guilty of this atrocious crime?
Doeg, sir. Saul's chief herdsman.
Doeg?
He told Saul that my father had helped you to escape when you came to the tabernacle at Nob. Then Saul ordered Doeg to take their lives.
Yes, now I remember. I saw him that day. Oh, if only I had been truthful with your father. He would have known what to do, and their lives would have been spared. But I lied. And because of my lie, they are dead. All because of one lie.
And all Israel was filled with horror. What would happen next?